This happened last summer. I'm a 32-year-old male, and I live alone in an apartment outside of the city. At the time, I'd just moved in and had thrown away a lot of old stuff that I had from my other place, so I was occasionally scrolling through Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace, looking for a few furnishings. The two things I needed the most were a coffee table and a TV stand, but I wasn't in too much of a rush, so I didn't mind searching for a couple weeks if I had to. I remember it being a Monday night, and I had just gotten home from work. I was scrolling through some posts on Craigslist at the dinner table, and came by a coffee table that I liked. Cheap, not too old, and in good condition. I sent an email and continued scrolling, but not even 20 seconds later, I got an email reply back. The man, Cole, said he could sell it to me, but it had to be tonight because he was moving out and planned to throw it away in the morning. Having nothing else to do that night, I responded,
"Sure, just let me know where to pick it up from."
He sent over an address, and I did a quick Google search of it. The house was 25 minutes away, in a neighborhood I'd never been to before. I told him to give me an hour, and I'd be there. Although I was tired and it was pretty late, I didn't mind doing a quick pickup. I was also just happy to finally get a coffee table for my living room. I finished eating my meal at the table, then got in my car and started driving there. There was a light drizzle outside, so I was hoping the table wasn't too heavy and we could quickly get it in my car without getting water damage. The drive there felt long, going down some windy roads until ending up in a small, poorly lit neighborhood. By poorly lit, I mean that there were very few street lights, all being dim, and most of the houses had their lights off. It was late, so I didn't expect everyone to be up at this time, but still, it was a bit creepy. When I found the house, it was a small one-story place, one of the few houses that had its lights on. As I turned into the driveway, I saw a man standing in the corner of the garage, seemingly searching for something. When I put the car in park, the man looked over at me, then quickly ran inside. I waited for a minute, thinking he was gonna come back out, but he didn't. I exited my car and walked into the garage, knocking on the door. Then I knocked again, but nobody was answering. I wasn't sure if I should go to the front door or what, but it was giving me a weird feeling, and I was starting to think of just leaving, when the door suddenly opened. It was a different man than I'd seen in the garage, but he introduced himself as Cole. He invited me in to check out the coffee table. I followed him into the living room. The table looked as it did in the pictures, and wasn't broken or anything, so I was good to buy it. Cole was making small talk with me, telling me about his new place he just bought. But every time I tried to interrupt and say I'd like to buy the table, he would keep talking. It started to get uncomfortable, standing there listening to him talk over me for 5 whole minutes. It felt like more of a distraction, like he was keeping me there. I finally just cut him off and said I was in a hurry and needed to get home soon. He stopped talking and said I could have it for free. I suspiciously said okay, then asked if he could help me haul it into my car, and we both grabbed it and started walking it through the house. It wasn't super heavy, but it definitely was a two-person lift. We got it into the garage and set it down for a rest, but right away, I heard someone running up behind me. They came from the side of the house, running up to me wearing a mask and hoodie. I froze up, both scared and confused. The man wasn't very aggressive, and Cole just stood there with a blank face. The man asked for my wallet and phone, holding up a knife at me. I put my hands up, but I really didn't feel threatened enough to comply. He asked again, louder this time, but I took my chances and sprinted for my car. The man lunged at me, but I kept running, getting in, and locking the door before they could do anything. I backed out and drove away, and that's when I noticed a cut on my arm that went through my shirt. The man must have slashed me, but in the moment, I didn't even notice. I pulled over a few roads down and called the police, providing them with an address and description of the two men. To sum it all up, the cops questioned Cole, which was actually his name, and after a brief interrogation, he admitted the masked man was his buddy and they were just trying to rob me with no intention of selling anything. They were both young and it was their first time trying something like this, so I guess they were nervous and that's why it felt so strange. Lucky for me, the cut on my arm wasn't deep at all, not even needing stitches. When it came down to it, they were given a few charges, but nothing too serious. I'm glad I chose to run though, because I worry that if I had let them take advantage and rob me, then they would have had the confidence to continue doing it. After this though, I don't think they'll be trying that again. I know I'll be criticized for this, but I used to be a frequent user of Craigslist. In my defense, I always met in public places and made sure to talk on the phone and everything before going out and meeting them. For me, it was the easiest place to sell random items around the house or to buy things that would otherwise run my account into the negatives. For years, I had nothing happen at all. I'd met tons of random people and bought or sold more things than I can count. But after this, everything changed. I was searching around for a bicycle and came across a nice one for cheap. Maybe not that nice, but it just looked like a normal bike and was said to still work, which was fine for me. I emailed the person about my interest, and they replied within the hour, saying it was still available for the listed price. We had a quick phone call discussing where and when to meet up, eventually deciding on a gas station that was halfway between both of us. The agreed on time was 6:30. On the day of, I drove out and got to the gas station 15 minutes early. He said he would be driving a blue Chevy truck, so I stayed on the lookout. 30 minutes went by, and the man still hadn't shown. The sun was setting, and I really didn't want to do the deal in the dark, so I texted him, asking if he was close. A minute later, I got a call.
Sorry, I'm on my way right now. Be there in a few minutes.
Then he hung up abruptly, without letting me say anything. He spoke in a rush, which made it hard to tell if I should be worried about the strange nature of the call, or if he was just trying to get here quickly because he knew he was late. I sat in my car, waiting another 15 minutes for him to finally show up. The truck he drove was really old and beat up, not exactly making me feel good about buying something from him. I got out and greeted him. He was an average height man, wearing baggy clothes, looking around 20 to 30 years old, and for lack of a better word, looked dirty. He had gross hair, and his clothes looked like they'd never been washed. He walked around to his truck bed and opened it, pulling out the bike. Surprisingly, it was in perfect condition. It didn't look like anything fancy, but it was definitely well taken care of, unlike everything else with this man. I did a quick walk around and rode it for a minute, and it was all good. But then I put everything together in my head and instantly lost my excitement. This bike was almost definitely stolen. After seeing the man in his truck, there was just no way this could be his bike. For the bike being at least 5 to 6 years old, there wasn't a single scratch or speck of dirt on it. Once the thought came into my head, I knew I wouldn't feel comfortable buying it unless I was sure it wasn't stolen. I tried to be discreet about it and asked,
"So, how long have you had it?" "Few years,"
he responded. That gave me nothing, so I asked why he wanted to sell it. Pretty common question, I think, but his response threw me off.
"What's it matter? It works, right?"
He looked at me with an impatient and rude face. Ironic how he was the impatient one after making me wait for him to show up. I said I no longer wanted it and told him to have a nice night, then went to open my car door. The man was quick to force my door shut before I could fully open it.
"Nah, you're buying it. I didn't come out here for nothing."
I knew this was a bad situation, but I saw a few cars and people right by us at the gas station, so I wasn't too worried. I expressed my concerns about where he got the bike from and that I wasn't going to buy what wasn't his. He hesitated, then shoved me against my car and yelled at me to give him the money. He hit me again, and I was forced to pull out my wallet and give him all my cash. He jumped back in his truck and drove off, almost causing an accident on the way out of the gas station. I looked around at the three or four people who were just standing there watching. Not a single one of them helped me or even stayed to be a witness. Cops never found him, so I was out $100. Not to be that person, but I also kind of lost faith in humanity. No one cared to help me, but they all cared to watch me get beat up and robbed in public. I posted an old laptop for sale on Craigslist a few months back. It worked just fine, but I had to buy a better one for work, and I really had no reason to have two. I wasn't looking for much. I think I listed it for $80, which was a really good deal. After a few days passed with no responses, I mostly forgot about it, until I checked my emails again a week later and saw I'd gotten a message. They simply said they wanted to look at it and asked if it was still available. I replied, and later that day they got back to me. They said they could swing by tomorrow, and we agreed on 5 o'clock. Later that night, I realized I never got his name. The email address he was sending from was some personal email that looked more like a gamer tag, so it wasn't that helpful. I didn't think too much of it, assuming he just didn't realize what address he was using. On the following day, I reached out and sent him my address a few hours before 5. It was my day off, so I was going to be home all day. Around 4:30, I checked my emails again, but the guy still hadn't responded to my last message. Maybe he didn't feel like it needed to be responded to. I went over and opened the blinds on the window so I could see when he pulled up, then sat on my couch and turned on the TV. I was sitting there for almost an hour, watching TV and glancing out the window every few minutes, but they never showed. Considering our last contact was from yesterday, I figured he had second thoughts and was standing me up. In all honesty, I didn't think that much about it. I just continued watching TV and tried to enjoy the rest of my night as I normally would. By 8 o'clock, I was dozing off on the couch, in and out of sleep, when I woke up to a sound at my back door. After gaining full consciousness, I got up and looked over, seeing nothing out there. I flicked the porch light on just to be sure, but the backyard was empty. The sound I heard was hard to identify because I wasn't even awake, but I thought it was the sound of someone trying to open the door. I went around and made sure all the doors were locked, then checked the windows to see what I could see, until a knock came at the front door. I quietly walked up and looked out the peephole. There was a guy, late 30s maybe, on my porch. He was pacing back and forth and talking under his breath. Then he stopped and came back up to the door and knocked again.
"Who is it?"
I asked, keeping the door closed and still looking out the peephole. He stared at the door, then said he was trying to talk to the homeowner. The way he said it, with a stutter and slurred words, made it obvious he was on something, or wasn't right in the head. I chose not to respond, and once the guy realized this, he called out again, saying he really needed to talk to me. He was pacing again, acting really unsettling. While keeping an eye on him, I took my phone out of my pocket and dialed 911. He knocked again while I was on the phone, but then he ran off the porch toward the garage. I immediately went to get my newer laptop and pulled up the live feed from my security camera that I had just above the garage. On the footage, his car was parked all the way up my driveway, probably just a few inches from touching my garage door, and the guy was using a crowbar to try and wedge the garage open. He looked insane, but it scared the shit out of me. After some failed attempts, the guy went in his car and was shifting around, trying to find something in his glove box, before getting out and hitting my garage with his crowbar, then driving away. Despite providing the security footage showing the man and his car to the police, the guy remains unidentified. It's also unclear if it was related to the Craigslist posting, but I'm convinced it was. I don't know what that guy wanted, or what he would have done had he gotten inside.